Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I must be Wayne.
And this is episode 90.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are we doing on this 90th episode?
Well, we're a little late to the party for Valentine's Day, which is this Friday. We were going to do something like we did last year on low-cost or no-cost Valentine date ideas to save money and be able to have a good time. But we realized that till this airs, it's only a few days until Valentine's Day, and it wouldn't give you very much time to plan. So if you want to hear those ideas, you can go look back through our episodes about to February of 2024, and you should be able to find one. We were talking about it, and really, you should treat your spouse like your Valentine every day of the year. And so we were looking for things that you could do to make your spouse feel special any day, and not just Valentine's Day. So Wayne was researching this, and he found a new website that we hadn't visited before called Thriving Marriages. And as always, I will put the link to this article that we're referencing in the description of the podcast. And he found an article on how to love your spouse. That's a pretty general topic. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the author is Sheila Ray Gregory, and she goes on to say, wondering how to love your spouse, try showing him or her in actions, not just in words or feelings. She had a really good point, and we try to keep this PG. In case you have little ears listening, I'm going to use an adult term. She says, in every good marriage, you need to find non-sexual ways of showing your spouse love, that you're thinking about them and that you care about them. And she adds into the article, she says, when our son was terminally ill, a counselor we were seeing suggested that we each make a list of 20 things that the other person could do for us that would make us feel loved and special, just to keep our marriage close during a really difficult time. And she said, I wanted to show my husband Keith that I loved him, but it was hard when we were going through such a difficult time. How do you get yourself out of your head enough to think about somebody else when you're hurting so much? But she adds that doing this exercise really helped them. And she says it took a lot of guesswork out of wondering how her husband felt about her and if he felt loved. And then he didn't have to worry about making her feel loved because they set up this system. And it's a very simple system. So what they did was they wrote up these lists together of things that would make them feel loved. They exchanged them and then committed to doing approximately 2 things on that list each day. She says, I can't tell you what a difference it made in our marriage. And if your husband is willing to do this, I recommend it wholeheartedly, which I think is a great idea to do this. I've heard of other like love jars where you put things in, you do things that you're willing to do for your spouse. And then when you want them to feel extra love, you give that to them to pull one out. And she goes on to say, but even if your spouse isn't willing to participate this, you can just make your own list of ways to show your spouse love. And she adds, saying I love you is nice, but learning how to love your spouse in actions is usually more important. And that's true, because I love you, it depends on how your relationship is going, whether that feels like it's meaningful or not. Right. It can just be words. Right? She goes on and she lists 25 ways to show your husband love and 25 ways to list your wife love. We're going to share these lists with you. A lot of the items are the same on each list. We're going to read through 25 things, and that includes some things that are duplicated in the list. But again, you'll be able to access this article and find the list. 25 ways to show your husband that you love him. The first 13 on this list are praise him in front of the kids. It's always good to make your husband or your wife look good in front of your children. That's one of my complaints about American sitcoms, is that so many of them demean the family and they devalue the father figure in the family. They always make him look stupid or incompetent. I think we actually just recently talked about this.
We did, not that long ago.
This is great to make sure that you praise your spouse in front of your children and make them look good in front of their kids. And we know when we're doing this, that our our spouses are not perfect. Wayne and I are not perfect. And we just, I know you, unfortunately you can't see the surprised look on Wayne's face. But anyway, we know that we're not going to be wonderful all the time. It's good to do this anyway. Okay, so I'm sorry, I got on a whole bunny trail on that, just on number one. Number two is greet him at the door when he gets home, drop whatever you're doing, and go kiss him. That sounds like fun. Number three is make him a coffee to take with him in the morning. Four, give him a back rub. Five, brag about him to your friends when he can hear. I'll tell you, brag about him to your friends when he can't hear as well. I always thank the Lord how blessed I am when I am with a group of women and I hear them all complaining about their husbands. And I know sometimes you may be having a rough time in your marriage, but it really isn't helpful to complain about your spouse to another group of people. It just makes them look bad in their eyes, and that isn't going to help your marriage. Number six is tell him one thing you admire about him in relation to his work and try to make it a different thing every time you say it. Number seven is rub your fingers through his hair as you're watching a movie. Number eight, lay out his clothes for him the night before. Would you want me to lay out your clothes for you the night before?
Nope.
No. So a hint when you're doing this, like they said, they wrote these lists for each other of things that would make them feel loved and special. You definitely want to make sure that these items match up with what you and your spouse think are special.
Well, in my case, because I usually dress for what I'm doing that day.
Right.
Whether I'm outside or inside or what the weather is. So.
Yes, because you've got all your work stuff. And I
sometimes don't know that until I get up in the morning and see what the weather's like. So.
Right. And considering it's taken 40 years for you to become reasonably good at matching colors, I don't want you laying out my clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say.
Although you carry, so we have our washer and dryer in the basement, and Wayne put a nice big rod up there when we moved into this house so that I could hang my clothes up when I got them out of the dryer so they wouldn't wrinkle. And he carries my laundry basket up and down for me, and he carries my clothes on hangers up for me to put in my closet. So,
well, and these things aren't on the list, but as any other list that we've talked about over the last 90 podcasts, these are, some of the stuff can be just special to your marriage.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Number nine, make an appointment to get an oil change for the car. Make sure you know where he wants it to go for that. Number 10, sort the mail so he doesn't have to. If he's the person that sorts the mail, I'm the person that sorts the mail in our house. This one I have a little bit of trouble with, but if it's your thing, go for it. Put on lipstick and fix your hair 15 minutes before he's expected home from work or right before you arrive home from work. First of all, I don't wear lipstick, so... But I do comb my hair for you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I get home before you do.
This is true. Number 12, text him and tell him specifically what you love doing with him. And number 13 is bring him a glass of water if he's working out in the heat or anywhere for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the back end of the list? The
back end of the list? Well, yeah. Okay. So about what you can do to show love for your wife. Bring her a drink when she's working at her computer. Share your high and low with her every day, the time you were the most in the groove. Well, that's a term you don't hear much anymore. And the time you felt the most defeated today. In other words, let her into your heart and how you're actually feeling. Wear nice pajamas that don't have holes in them. I'm only laughing because of the colorful pajamas that I wear.
Yes.
With Hawaii shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Going out to pick up an ice cream with the kids, bring her one too, even if you went out during the day when she was at work. Save it for her with a note saying, "We were thinking of you." That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
To do that. I know we've done that before. Mm-hmm. When either you've gone out with the kids, you'll bring me back something. Or if I go out with the kids, I'd bring you back something.
Yep. You could put it in the freezer until you get home if you're not home.
Yep. Rub moisturizer all over her back and legs when she gets out of the shower.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
I was going to do that, but I didn't want to. Where was I?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Read a bit of a book, funny story, or newspaper to her while she takes a bath. Well, I'd have to do it really loud because you take showers.
That's right. Well, now,
pray for her while you're lying in bed out loud. Reach out, put your arm on hers, and say a sentence or two prayer. Well, that's something
We actually pray together at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which sometimes it's in bed like that right before we go to sleep, and then sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Walking by her, reach out and touch her for a second. Brush her shoulder, her waist, her back, her hand. Just that quick physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that say specifically not to do something?
Yes.
I know, with for PG, it's like,
don't
reach out and grab a frontal part.
Yeah, don't cop a feel.
Yeah, don't cop a feel. How's that? Good.
That's not what you're trying to do.
No.
Rub her feet while you're watching TV. Well, I don't think that would be good.
Why?
Because your feet are ticklish.
Oh no, you can rub my feet.
No.
Still tickle my feet. Oh, there's a difference.
Okay, I'll go with that. Okay, so you can rub her feet while you're watching TV. I do like this. You can even get a cloth and wash her feet and put some cream on them, too. I know you'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her advice on something and then follow it without challenging her. I thought that was interesting.
That is, because that's on the husband one, too. Mm-hmm. Ask him his advice on something and then follow it without challenging him.
So it's almost like you're asking his advice. Just ask his advice, or vice versa.
I think lots of times we have in our mind, speaking as a woman, we get in our minds how we think things should go. And then sometimes we ask advice from our spouse, from our husband, just to be polite. And we have no intention of taking your advice.
Okay, that's what I just said.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Okay.
Just ask.
Yeah, that is what you said. Ask just to ask. This is part of the communication problems. We're always telling you that it's so important to communicate. Our daughter says this all the time, that we say the same thing, but don't understand that we're each saying the same thing.
Because we do.
Yes. So I think it means that if you ask for the advice and you do it, whether you agree with it or not, you try it out.
Right.
That would take some fortitude for me.
Hmm.
Although I've done it.
I know, so you've done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
It depends on the situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It depends on if you've already decided what you're going to do.
Yes.
And the same for me. I mean, mm-hmm. I know, I'm sure I've done that too.
Yeah.
Ask her to explain something about a hobby to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And don't just tell her you love, must be a typo. Don't just tell her you love her, tell her why you love her.
Oh, yes. So if you're looking at this article, they must have put this one in here.
I saw another one like that somewhere, too.
Yes, and it's a typo. So it should be for your wife, it should be her, why you love her. Because it's the same thing. That's number 25 on the husband one. Don't just tell them, tell him you love him, tell him why you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's it.
Yeah, I think those are some great, mm-hmm. great ideas. I'm trying to see if they're actually pretty much the same.
They're pretty close.
Oh, one was ask him what he'd like for dinner. Let him choose the menu at least once a week if you don't already do that.
That one's not on this one.
Yeah, I was just looking to see if there was something different.
Oh, one that was different on this one is gather up all her devices at night and plug them in so that they're charged for her in the morning. I don't think that one's on there.
No, it's not.
About the devices, which we were talking about that would, I don't know if I could do that because of the number of devices and the number of cords.
First, you'd have to find them.
And that would be the other issue.
Because half the time I can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then you'd need a power bank. That
big power bar.
That fit the wall.
Big power bar. Oh, the other one we talked about, too, was make her coffee to take with her in the morning.
Yes.
For your safety.
Oh, for your safety.
For my safety.
And the people I work with. Safety, yes. Yes. So,
yep.
Anyway.
We digress.
I know. And, you know, we're recording this on a Monday, and it's been one of those Mondays where it feels like it's been Monday for a long time. So if we're a little
punchy,
yeah, that's a good word for it. You'll have to excuse us, and hopefully we made you laugh. So
we made us laugh.
Yes. I think this is a great idea. This is a starter point,
mm-hmm.
and you can do your own variation on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like with the closet rod that I put up downstairs. You know, that's something that's not on the list. I know you do stuff for me that shows your love for me that's not on the list. So, mm-hmm. yeah, make your own list.
Yep. Well, I think I really like the one that said about when you walk by your spouse to reach out and just touch them for a second. Like, lots of times, if one of us is sitting in our recliners, when the other one goes by, we'll just kind of, you know, ruffle each other's hair and do that. Or I'll just stop and plant a kiss on him on mm-hmm. my way through, and sometimes a short kiss, sometimes a long kiss. Mm-hmm. So,
well, like last night, we were watching a football game last night, and you reached over to grab my hand and held it for a while. Now, I don't know if that was out of endearment or to see if I was awake.
Well,
but I'll say endearment. Just
well, it was the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, it was kind of boring, although our Eagles won. But I'm the one who understands football. Wayne has no clue about football, so.
And I tend to sleep through it.
He sleeps through it while I watch it, just to keep me company. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so. All right, well, we hope that you will try out some of these ideas and, you know, do your own list with your spouse or your significant other. This would be a great thing, too, for those of you who are considering getting mm-hmm. married, to even get to know each other a little bit more. What was it I found out the other day? There was something I found out about Wayne. Now, we've been married 40 and a half years at this point in time, and there was something I didn't know about him.
No, I'm trying to think of what it was.
I can't remember what it was, but I mean, I'm still finding out new things almost 41 years later.
Well, we both do, and I forget what that was. Yeah, because there was something I found out about you the other week, too, that I didn't know.
Yeah, it was something that you don't like or liked or something, and I had no clue. I forget what it was. But anyway, so until next time, we pray that your marriages and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Good night now.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.